are glad to have you with us. We got Ava in the house.
I'm here.
Don.
Yeah.
The gallivanting
I'm back.
He's somewhere here. Yeah. He's sitting right next to me, which is hard to believe. And I am here. My name is Eric, and I am the host of the show. We have lots of stuff to talk about today. A lot of controversy and some stories that I'm going to bring out in pieces regarding the administration and trying to eliminate funding for programs in high school that we found the biggest programs and growth within high school athletics. So that and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Welcome, Ava. Donald.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Wow, that was rather formal.
We're all here and counted for.
Yeah, we are. It's good. I like it.
What are you looking for?
You were up at Duluth last week.
I was. Actually, I was in Superior via Duluth.
I like that area in summer is like the best climate control environment ever.
I'm going to put a shameless plug out there. Have you ever been to the Duluth Grill?
Yes, I have, actually.
It's amazing. And the reason is, I've done a little research on it.
The bacon?
It's everything there, other than, you know, the meat products and things of that nature. All the vegetables and everything is grown by the proprietor. It's all organic.
That's cool.
Yeah, I had some Korean Brussels sprouts.
Fan of Brussels sprouts right here.
Me too.
Oh, my goodness. I've never had anything like that, and they were absolutely delicious. So if you get a chance, you're on 35, take the 27th Street exit, hang a left, and it's just down about a block. Parking stuff, but it's worth the wait.
You know, and the part I like up there, too, if you've never had a chance to fish the St. Louis River,
yeah,
that's awesome. I fished up there with my dad a ton because you can go up the weather. Wind doesn't bother the spot. You can fish it all summer long. It's just fun. You get to experience the big ships. You can see them when you go further out towards the bay.
Yep.
Not actual out.
Not past the lift bridge?
Not past the lift bridge, but we fished all the way from the lift bridge in or up river and just had a blast. It was just...
Was fishing good?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Really?
Yeah, it was awesome. We had a good time. Crankbaits, we can run bottom bouncers, and yeah, it was just a good time. A lot of good fishing up there. The limits are tough. I mean, it's only two fish, but still you can catch a ton of fish.
Okay.
So he said at that time it was
I'm not sure what it is right now. I've never fished that, to be honest.
It's fun.
I fished Superior, but it was for splake and lake trout.
At the time, I was running Ranger, and one of my sponsors, I took him out fishing, and he wanted to go up to Duluth. I said, okay, we'll go. We went fishing, caught a bunch of fish. And he said, hey, you think we could go out into the main lake? And I said, if you'd like to. Well, I knew the wind was blowing right out of the northeast. And so there's a channel, basically, that's right by that Superior side.
Yes.
You don't go through the lift bridge, you go through the other.
Yeah.
And we made it three quarters of the way through.
Change
and
your
when
mind.
It got to the point where we were up, we could see the sailboat coming in without the sail. And we go down and the sailboat was gone. And then he got really wide eyed when we came back up, and then there's a sailboat right there. And he said, would you mind if we
turn around.
Didn't go out into the main lake.
Yeah.
I said, no problem. So went down the wave, made a banking turn on the face of that wave.
Because
they were very rounded.
Yep.
Not breakers.
Yep.
So I came around and came back at it, and we kind of surfed the middle of it so we didn't get going too fast. It coming down the face into the back of the other wave, and we got in. And he said, "Thank you. I actually almost threw up in that 200-yard stretch." And I said, "Thank you for not throwing up in my boat."
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad. But
so it's much nicer on the inside, isn't it?
Yeah. The welcome to Mother Nature and how it can really change your opinion on what goes on.
Yeah. Well, it's got a lot of miles to build coming into the Duluth area.
Yeah, it does.
The lake does. So
watching jet skiers go out there and have to wait for the timing to not go when the wave comes up because they'll hit the bridge.
Right.
It's like, what? So kind of crazy, but nonetheless. And it's all based on the time of year that it's good. You know, if you go out there spring, it's awesome, and fall. So speaking of fall, a lot of things coming up this fall. Dog training is one of them. And obviously we all want to try to get our dogs prepped. And of course, many people, no big deal, we got this nailed down. But the one thing that I think people forget, and I've seen it happen in a large scale scenario, is working with your dog and working with your dog when it's hot or the heat is out and the humidity is out, and they work hard. And when you're working out and with the dog, and, you know, throwing dummies for them, you're not the one that's
doing
making the effort, so you don't notice it. So really be cognizant. If you're going to get your dog out, realize that your dog, when they're doing this running and all the train or the, you know, in the field stuff, your best scenario is when it's that 40 degree temperature, 35 degree temperatures. We're double and sometimes not quite triple, but let's say it's 85 or 90. You've got to be careful. You have to be careful. The dog will overwork itself and keep going to the point where you can't stop. And I've seen it happen. It happened at one of the lodges we were at. One of the dogs did not quit. And we were watering them every who knows what. Sat down, the dog couldn't get back up. And then it was into all of us under high priority job one. The hunters, you just hang out. We got to take care of this dog. And no problem. But that weekend was a weekend that there were some 120 dogs that had passed because people didn't realize what was going on with the heat. So be aware of that. Make sure you're understanding what's happening on that side of the fence. And take the time to get your dog working out now. And then bring water. Bring everything you need into the field with you. Make sure you have it handy.
Yeah, so make sure that the air temperature is as low as it can be. You know, working out either very early, right at sunrise.
Yep.
Even the end of the day, it's usually not cooled off enough.
It's so not.
You almost have to do it first thing in the morning if you're going to run the dog at all. So,
yep. So.
And keep it to a minimum time period.
Yep, that works. Well, tell you what else works is the fact that we are going to be back not long after these words. So hang tight. We'll be right back.